President responds to murderous video.
We will not be intimidated. Their horrific acts only unite us.
Home Depot investigates possible data breach.
This could be a lot worse than Target.
GM readies auto sensors
to combat distracted driving.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. government says it's authentic, the shocking murder video of American journalist Stephen Sotloff, the second of its kind from the terror group ISIS in the past 2 weeks. The video included a warning for President Obama about continuing American airstrikes against the group in Iraq.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards Islamic State.
White House correspondent Peter Mayer is with the president on his overseas trip. He joins us live from Estonia.
And Steve, a senior official says the president simply won't dignify those personal taunts on the video by directly responding. He had this message, though, for Sotloff's killers.
And those who make the mistake of harming Americans will learn that we will not forget and that our reach is long and that justice will be served.
Mr. Obama is still formulating the strategy to do that, attacks on Syria among the options, and he's counting on an international coalition to, in his words, degrade and destroy the Islamic State group. But Steve, he also spoke of a long process to shrink its effectiveness. He'll discuss that approach at the NATO summit starting tomorrow in Wales.
Well, CBS News contributor Michael Morell is a former deputy director at the CIA. He says a three-pronged strategy is needed to strike back at ISIS.
One prong of the strategy would be in Iraq, which is to go after them militarily using the Iraqi military and the Kurds, backed by U.S. airstrikes. Second, we need to go after the leadership of ISIS. We need to take them off the battlefield. It will weaken the group. And then third, we need to find a solution to the problem in Syria, where they also control territory. That's the much more difficult problem, because we need a military on the ground in Syria.
The United States is sending another 350 American troops to Iraq in a non-combat role. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says they'll help protect American interests.
We enhance the security for our embassy in the green zone. This will augment the overall diplomatic security mission in Iraq to about 820 U.S. troops.
There's no further word from the Pentagon on the drone strike this week on terrorists in Somalia. The target was the leader of the notorious Al-Shabaab group. It's not clear if he was among those killed. Ukraine's president says he and Russia's Vladimir Putin have reached an agreement on a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. There have been no further details and no reaction from pro-Russian separatists who've been fighting Ukraine's army for months. President Obama in Estonia says a ceasefire will only work if Moscow stops pretending it doesn't control those separatists.
In terms of actions, what we've seen is aggression and appeals to nationalist sentiments.
American missionary Nancy Reitbol plans to publicly discuss her recovery from Ebola in a few hours. Just yesterday, we learned another American doctor with the same North Carolina charity tested positive for Ebola in Liberia. Reporter Sabrina Gibbons in Atlanta.
The missionary doctor was not treating Ebola patients, and it's not yet known how he contracted the virus specifically. And as soon as he started having symptoms, he immediately isolated himself and has since been transferred to an Ebola isolation unit. The doctor is doing well and is in good spirits.
There are some new developments in last week's death of an instructor at an Arizona gun range, a man who was accidentally shot by a 9-year-old girl with an Uzi. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
He needs a helicopter now.
Dialing 911.
Okay.
Is he still breathing?
Yes, he is.
The moment workers at the Arizona shooting range reported their colleague had been shot. The child's parents have told police they're praying night and day for Charlie Vacco's family. They say it took them a while to realize what had happened because their daughter dropped the gun, saying her shoulder hurt, and they were focused on her. County prosecutors say no charges will be filed against the family. Steve?
Home Depot is the latest retailer to deal with an apparent data breach. The chain says it's working with banks and authorities to find out what happened and the possible extent of it. Internet security expert Brian Krebs via Skype says this could be bigger than the breach that hit Target.
Target, P.F. Chang's, and Harbor Freight from last year. These are all chain stores that were hit by a particular group of Ukrainian and Russian hackers. It looks like they are involved in this one as well.
Apple says its iCloud is secure and believes individual accounts were hacked in the release of nude photos of some female celebrities. The country's number two drugstore chain, CVS, will stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products as of today. That's a month earlier than first planned. And the company will change its name from CVS Caremark to CVS Health. On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us about the impact of a famous woman's very public decision.
At a breast cancer conference in San Francisco, Dr. Jacques Raphael is describing what he calls the Angelina Jolie effect at his Toronto Cancer Center. After she revealed she had a gene defect linked to breast and ovarian cancer and that she had chosen a double mastectomy,
patients were more likely to request and seek genetic counseling.
And they weren't being irrational, he says. The number of women found to have a similar gene flaw doubled. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Freedom could come as soon as today for two men who've been in prison for a long time for a crime new evidence shows they didn't commit. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Family members hugged, cried, and applauded when a North Carolina judge cleared 50-year-old Henry McCollum and his 46-year-old half-brother Leon Brown of killing an 11-year-old girl in 1983. Joseph Morrison is a cousin.
It's a relief, man. After 31 years, I was 11 when they went in. And me and Leon was close.
New DNA evidence tied another North Carolina prison inmate to the murder decades ago. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
General Motors, under fire for recall woes, is said to be putting the finishing touches on sensor technology that could make it harder to text while driving, according to the Financial Times. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The sensors detect subtle signs of distraction, ranging from the frequency of blinks to the rotation of your head. GM could use them to warn drivers that they're getting distracted or keep the driver engaged if the car is in an automated driving mode. The company isn't commenting.
Organizers of New York's St. Patrick's Day parade say they're ending a ban and will allow a gay group to march under its own banner for the first time next March. Laws protect vast stretches of the American wilderness from humans, but nature is having a very big say these days.
50 years after President Johnson signed the Wilderness Act into law, wilderness areas are facing a direct threat from climate change, as are all parts of the country.
Wilderness areas are kind of a benchmark, though, where we can gauge the way that changing climate is affecting wildlife, plants, and tree species.
Zach Porter with the Montana Wilderness Association says development is the greatest threat.
Mining, in some cases, right? Energy development, uses that require road building.
Wilderness areas represent less than 5% of the lower 48 states. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Missoula, Montana.
Conservationists, fishermen, and chefs can celebrate this news. 21 species of fish have made it off a seafood watch list. They were supposed to be avoided because of overfishing. It's a big turnaround for a West Coast fishing ground declared a disaster area just 14 years ago. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.